Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. On the show today, we have Gemini's very own Alicia DeSantis and Matt Jefferson. They are here talking about their rebrand from the Knowlton Group to now Gemini. So they give us the backstory on that. And then we also talk, we take a little bit of a dive into data analytics benefits and challenges and what's on the horizon. So yeah, great conversation here with Alicia and Matt. So check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our show. And on today's program, we're talking a little rebranding here. There's a lot of organizations in the credit union industry, credit unions included, that are rebranding. And the folks at the Knowlton Group are no different because they have just rebranded to being called Gemini with an I at the end. Gemini.
With an
mm-hmm. Like that. So, but we have two fine representatives from Gemini here. Alicia DeSantis right next to me. Alicia, how are you?
I'm so good. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. And then right below us is Mr. Matt Jefferson, also from Gemini. Matt, good to see you as well, sir.
Yeah, nice to see you again, Mike.
Indeed. So you guys have rebranded from the Knowlton Group to Gemini, and it's spelled G-E-M-I-N-E-Y-E. I love the E-Y-E part of it. So Alicia, I'm going to let you go first. Who is Gemini and what makes you all different? So I'm very interested. Inquiring minds want to know. Let's put it that way.
Yes. Well, I'll do a brief introduction and then Matt and I will tag team a bit on what makes us different, because we do have a couple things that make us very different than all the other guys out there, because we know it's a competitive space out there.
It is.
So Gemini, yes, we really took the plunge from the Knowlton Group to Gemini. Very different kind of, you know, branding concepts here, which I'm really excited about. So you may have heard of us. We've been around about 10 years. The Knowlton Group, primarily spearheaded by Brewster Knowlton, the mastermind behind all of these technical revolution that we encompass here. And we're a data analytics provider. So credit unions, and most recently we've moved into the community bank market. So now we're having a wider swath of who we help. And although it is banks, it's still community-centered banks. You know, helping people is at the core of who we're trying to help. So that being said, 10 years, I mean, I don't know, kind of a long time for data analytics. I don't know. What's the oldest credit union data analytics provider? 15 years, maybe?
I have no idea. Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, it's still pretty new.
Yeah.
So we consider ourselves a disruptor in the space. And I love that word because As Mike, as you know, I've worked for other QSOs, and I'm always compelled by the concept of a disruptor, someone that comes in and looks at something different and can really identify, especially in this case, innovation within a space that's already innovative. So what can be done better, and not just looking at kind of a baseline of, okay, it's working. Yeah, data analytics is here. We need it. Let's just roll with it. But what can be improved? It's like improving butter. Like, how could butter be improved?
Well, that's a very good question. I'm going to be thinking about that one for a very long time now, Alicia. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Something for the audience to ponder.
Exactly. Bacon or something.
Bacon butter.
Uh-huh. Put bacon in anything, it's automatically better. So put bacon bits in butter and you got it.
Okay, there we go.
So that, trademark it.
So that's Gemini. Bacon bits and butter.
Okay.
That's our new tagline right here.
Right on. Patent.
Yes. So what makes us different? There's a few key things, really three key things that it boils down to. One is customization. We work really hard to make the experience customizable for each and every client of ours. And we do not consider ourselves a cookie cutter sort of data analytics option. And Matt, I'd welcome your thoughts on that because you know a lot more about this than I do.
Well, I'll use my famous saying at this point that credit unions and even community banks, I guess, are kind of like fingerprints, right? Like, you know, they're a fingerprint, but they're all a little bit different.
Exactly.
I think that's what we find at all of our credit unions, right? Or all of our clients, because they're all a little bit different. Mm-hmm. I think there's this perception that everybody runs the same systems. You know, it's probably true to a good 60-70%, but then there's enough difference between operational processes, you know, different LOSs, different things that make everybody unique. And I think that, well, I know that we're tailored to really go into each credit union and say, hey, instead of taking you and putting you in the box that we've defined, we're going to build the system kind of around you, right?
I like that philosophy. Yep.
We're going to tailor it. And you know, I think that's a big piece. And we also, another key thing is we're not shipping their data out to our environment. We're kind of building it within the credit union's environment, right? Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. From a information security standpoint, from all of that, they're owning it. All the data is, like I said, in their environment, following their security protocols. And that's a big thing anymore, right? I mean, cybersecurity and everything's a major concern, and everybody's worried about sending all their member data out to vendors, right? So
why the rebrand, Alicia? So why did you guys transfer the name from Knowlton Group to Gemini? I love the name, by the way, so, and it makes a lot of sense. But from your perspective, from an insider's perspective, why the rebrand?
Yeah, so really, it's been about 6 months we've been working on it. And, you know, with a name change is always exceedingly difficult, especially in a kind of a saturated market with the credit union space where everyone puts CU, like you must have CU somewhere in the name.
CU broadcast, so, come on.
Exactly. CU everything, you know, it's just how it is. And so we looked at this, you know, what's something unique and what's something that really aligns with our values? So we see ourselves as being, again, disruptors in the space, innovators in the space. And having this kind of insatiable thirst for knowledge and curiosity and all those things that go into really what data analytics do for a credit union or bank, right? Mm-hmm. It satiates that curiosity. It opens doors to information. So if you didn't know this, the Gemini zodiac sign and constellation is the holder of knowledge and curiosity.
Oh, somebody did their research. I like it.
So it's really fascinating if you research that sign. Some people are into zodiacs, some people, you know, don't care at all about it, but it kind of links back to this mythology and this history of a very powerful entity mm-hmm. throughout, you know, thousands and thousands of years of human civilization.
Mm-hmm.
The other component is the Gemini spacecraft program, which was one of the key components in getting us to the moon landing, the first mm-hmm. moon landing. So if you think about innovation and discovery and that sort of thing, and that's actually really interesting because when we worked on the rebrand, I was thinking of the zodiac sign. When I presented it to Matt, he instantly thought of the spacecraft.
I did too. I thought of the space program. I'm with you, Matt.
So it's interesting how people think of different things first.
Yep, indeed.
And then the I is just...
I was about to ask you about the EYE at the end.
Yeah.
So does that have any... I know it's just a different spelling and a cool way to get a unique URL, obviously, but any other reason? I'm looking at it, it's like, oh, you got your eye on discovery, you got your eye on creating new things, you got your eye on this, that, and the whole other thing. So you guys are
exactly
I'm putting the pieces of the puzzle together.
Yes And that kind of links back to, you know, the really important visualization component of data analytics,
right?
And what it can do for, you know, a credit union or bank. So
there you go, the visualization. There it is again. So it's everywhere. And so, Matt, I'm coming to you on switching gears just a little bit here from the rebrand, but what analytics trends are you seeing in the credit union industry, especially heading into 2024? Because this, as we all know, is a moving target. And to keep your eye on this, from Gemini, is really a challenge for a lot of credit unions out there. So what trends are you seeing heading into next year for credit unions to be aware of?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest things, and it really came from 23 too, is everybody's looking for deposits, right?
Oh,
For deposits, they're going to continue into 24. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of credit unions are really starting to kind of deeper dive into the member data like they've been doing that for 10 years, but now it's probably even more important with this need for deposits to know, you know, where members are keeping some of their money at, right? Like what other financial institutions are they keeping money at? Can you go in and offer them some better rates? Can you offer them better service? Can you do a lot of things like that? So we're seeing a lot of credit unions really diving deeper into that, you know, and with our platform, we pull in ACH data, all this data from every different source, LOSs and stuff, and we can really triangulate, if you will, where those deposit dollars are, and really help your staff kind of get a handle on, you know, who they should contact and who they should be talking to, right? Yep. And I think another big piece, and I'm really seeing it become even bigger this year, is analytics used to mean reports, right? You know, you would ask credit unions, like, what does analytics mean? Like, well, we're going to run some reports.
Yeah.
Now you're starting to see a lot of credit unions really get into hardcore data science, right? Like looking at engagement, you know, using hiring data scientists, really spinning out full-on analytics departments.
So
that's another huge trend that I've seen just probably this year, and it's even going to grow bigger into 24.
Yeah, and they're actually, I mean, as you well know, they're using analytics to forecast and to predict. There's predictive analytics, all that type of stuff. Yeah, so it's always evolving. And I want to look at the other side of the coin here, Matt. And what are some of the biggest challenges you see credit unions facing in regards to analytics? Is it keeping up with the analytics Joneses, so to speak? Or what's, I mean, because that just seems like a job in itself. But what are you seeing out there as big challenges?
Yeah, I think that, you know, there's one thing that kind of ties into that. And I think that, you know, trying to do too much at one time, right? Like I'm one of those that I love to get things going and get it done. But I think that analytics is one of those things that you just can't start and get your PhD in a week, right?
That's true.
It really is something where you have to start, you know, find some good strategic areas that you can really get wins in the credit union, start there, get some wins, and continue to spread it out to the rest of the credit union. I think, you know, and this goes for a lot of things. It could be CRM usage, it could be a lot of things, but just start small and get the wins. Don't try to win the game in one shot, right?
Right.
So, and I think that really goes back to what you're saying, right? Is, you know, people say, well, you know, some of these bigger financial, they have 50 data scientists, right? So we have to do this. We have to, you know, I think it's more about, you know, getting good at some really strategic things rather than trying to, you know, just the elephant, I guess, if you will.
Well, and you guys and Creighton's can partner with folks like you, data experts like you guys, to help out in that. And instead of like hiring 100 data scientists, you know, they can partner up with folks out there. I think that's a really smart way to go. And a lot of smaller Creighton's are really leveraging that as well, from what I'm seeing too, right?
Yeah. And I think a big piece that really ties into that too is, and I've kind of been fighting this one, is analytics is not just a technical thing, right?
It's
data and analytics. And I think there's still a lot of people have that perception that, you know, that's for the techies over there in the corner, that to do data.
Not anymore.
No, right. It's strategically, you really have to get an organization that thinks from a data driven standpoint and thinks about data and thinks about how you can use that to really, you know, grow and expand your relationship with members. Yeah, I mean, it's non-negotiable anymore.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a have to for sure. And that's a great segue, because I'm going to come to you, Alicia, on this one, because data analytics, or data in general, is throughout the entire enterprise right now, throughout the entire credit union right now. So I want to get your perspective on it, because from a marketing perspective and operations perspective, what are you seeing as far as data trends and challenges that credit unions might be experiencing today?
Yeah, it's interesting because, well, it's actually funny you mention it. It's so timely. You know, as part of this rebrand, we're working on a overhaul of the UX of our reporting and things like that, and just making it look much cleaner and more compelling. And so I'm the guinea pig of testing it to see if I can go in there and figure out how to make a report. So that's like, I'm the baseline.
Right on.
Like baseline, like non-technical person. And I'm just going to own that, because honestly, I'm not technical at all. So like, okay, am I capable of moving this slider? What does this mean? Like, it is interesting and it's important, because I mean, I have good marketing friends in this space, and they're getting this stuff slapped on their desk saying, hey, figure this out. Hey, good news, 2024, you got to figure out, you know, the marketing data analytics component. You're the marketing director, go figure it out. And it's literally figure it out. So it's like, you don't even know what you don't know.
Yeah.
Where do you even start?
Yeah.
And Matt's, you know, absolutely right. And, you know, Mike, to your point, it's this thing that's crawling into all these other areas of non-technical people. And it's, to be honest, it's terrifying.
Yeah. To understand it and to organize it, to filter it, what's good, what's bad, all that type of stuff. Yeah. There's so much to digest in this. So yeah, but it's great to have folks like you guys at Gemini to help credit unions out, help credit unions digest it. So having said that, Matt, what are your top three tips for credit unions looking to adopt a data-driven culture for the first time, or even switch providers altogether?
I'm just excited I can call Alicia Baseline now. That's gonna be her nickname. I think the first two are pretty simple, right? And unfortunately, they're things we've talked about for a lot of years now. First is lock everybody in a room at the credit union. Lock everybody in a room and say, hey, until we can agree on the definitions of certain things, we're not leaving the room, right? Okay. How many credit unions still can't agree on exactly what a member is, right? You know, there's probably six different definitions in most credit unions, yeah. Right? And I think it's tough to really evolve that program if you can't even agree on the basic definitions. And two, focus on data quality, right? I mean, that's something that, you know, I know we talk about fintechs and other things, and before you can even get integrated with a lot of these new fintechs, you know, do the data analytics, you need to have good quality data, right? And to do that, you can start that today, you know, without any other programs or anything. You know, look where your data quality issues are, you know, whether they're operational processes, whether they're systems that are not connected, people hand entering things, look at those today and get those fixed, right? Yep. So as you continue to evolve this. And you know, the last point is kind of what you mentioned earlier, you know, is find a platform, a partner that can really grow with you, right? Like we see too many community financial institutions trying to just, you know, grab a reporting platform, and then, you know, they get 3 months, 6 months in, they're like, oh, you know, it's that box I talked about, right? Like, oh, we want to change these business rules, or hey, we want to change this, and they're stuck, right? Because they can't expand their platform. Yeah. So find a platform and a partner that'll grow with you, right? That can support you if you're 300 million or if you're 10 billion. You know, I think that those are kind of the key things. But
okay. That's well said. Well said. And the other thing I'm thinking about as you're talking is that, you know, AI is in every headline these days, but the baseline of AI is having good data. Your AI is only as good as your data. So if you have crummy data, your AI is going to be crummy. So I'm glad you brought that up, is about having good quality data, because that's kind of the basis for everything. That's the foundation. So yeah. So yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah, and I know when I was on the credit union side, there was a couple of times I wanted to do different projects, right? And data quality was a huge issue where we got stopped because hey, our data quality is not good. And you know, you're right. And the last time we talked a little bit about AI, and I think, you know, obviously that's a huge piece. And you're right. I mean, data is the fuel for AI. So the better you can have it, it's there is no. Well, actually, maybe the AI to clean the data for the AI.
Exactly. That's an interesting turn of events.
Yeah. Yeah. There we go. We just invented something right here.
I think you're onto something. That and bacon bits and butter, you know? So
what's better? Which one's better?
Which one's better? The AI cleaning your data for you, or bacon butter? Well, that's a debate we'll have to save for the next show. How about that?
We can have a poll to a company.
Exactly. Oh my gosh. Wow. Alrighty, guys. Well, anything else here to add, Rep? Because we could talk data all day long, and people do. So, but I know you guys have jobs to do, and I don't want to keep you too long. But anything else to add, Rep? Alicia, I'll let you go first. Any final thoughts on this one?
Oh, I'm just stoked about it. We'll be at the Jack Henry Connect conference.
All right.
October 16th. So if you're in the area, stop by and see us.
We'll do. Excellent. And then Matt, anything else from your end as well?
No, I think the whole AI thing, that was one of the things I was kind of thinking about. But you know, if anybody kind of wants to geek out more and talk about this stuff, you know, just email us or give us a call, and we'll get on get on a Zoom. Right? I was going to say get on the phone. I still have that bad habit.
You can do that too. That's still available. It's all right. Yeah,
get on a Zoom or a Teams call and show you a little bit more about how we can help. So
sounds good. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for your time. Congrats on the rebrand as well, Gemini. And we will see you guys at the next event, or look forward to talking again down the road. Always a pleasure. Well done and congrats.
Thank you, Mike.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.